when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. That someone, somewhere, will soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family. And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
We are the world. We are the children. We are the world.
Hi, everyone. This is Bobby Elias. Welcome to our show. This is Bobby Elias. We've got a great show today. I'm the host of Let's Create a Better World. And our second theme, we're getting more and more into healthy aging, thanks to our guest that's going to be on in two after I make a couple announcements. This is a show that is on every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern time, I'm sorry. We are today having a great guest, Dr. Sarah Larson. She has been a co-host on this show. She's been a guest, and she specializes in many, many phases of course, body, mind, and spirit, and I'm very happy to have her on. Want to let you know, next week, we're going to have a show about Arctic Chaga. Chaga, you may have heard of, it's grown in the northeast of the United States, but we have got a better chaga that I believe it's from Fairbanks and all over Alaska because it's freezing over there, and this particular chaga is doing wonders for people. So I want you to hear the show next week. I've got two guests coming on to talk about it. All right, so also I want to let you know that today's show is going to be about Ebola and about depression. And we're very happy to have Dr. Sarah Larson. Hi, Dr. Sarah. How are you?
I am fabulous, Bobby. Thank you so much for having me on the show. And I love that when I'm on your show and when I listen to your show, I get to hear that beautiful, beautiful song that opens your show.
Thank you. And, you know, I've got some good news for you, Dr. Sarah. I'm glad we were out of touch a little for a few months because you were traveling and some other things happened. But you're back, and I want to keep you on as a once-in-a-while co-host and also special guest, especially on aging, because, as you know, healthy aging is the second theme of our show. And Gary Noel wants that theme to be brought up more and more, and we're going to try to do that with your help. So just want you to know that, okay?
That's so exciting because one of the best things that we get to experience is this possibility of continuing in a state of health and wellness, this body and this life experience. And each day is so exciting. You know, all the different things that are available to us 10 years ago, 20 years ago, weren't even possible. And as we're expanding as a human global society and family, I'm so excited. So one of my favorite topics is speaking about longevity and how to stay healthy for long periods of time. So I'm so glad that's part of this show.
Yes, that's wonderful. And, you know, what I love about you is that you're really dedicated. You have an office in Los Angeles. You do a lot of great work, and you're becoming known more and more. You give some great talks at different places. So you're just a spiritual and full of love person that I'm I'm so grateful to have you as a friend and to be part of this show. Thank you for that.
You're so welcome. For me, I'm so grateful to experience the life that I'm having. I was born in a third world country, and luckily because my parents were educated and I think Elvis movies, they loved Elvis movies, they decided to move to the U.S. and give their kids education and all that they could give them. And for me, that is, it's such a gift to have the experience, the life that I have, that I really, truly want to share all that I have with everyone that I come across, because I wholeheartedly also understand oneness, how we're so connected and related in so many ways. What happens to me happens to you, and what happens to you at some level happens to me. And so, you know, I am so concerned about what we're seeing with Ebola, which is what we're going to talk about today, and so concerned with depression. Depression is affecting 100 billion people worldwide a day, and there's about 3,000 deaths a day due to suicide and major depression. And so I see us as a world, global world, suffering from these things like fear of Ebola. And so I'm really excited about getting to the truth about Ebola today with and truly the truth about depression, minor and major depression. And so I'm so glad anyone that's listening to us will get the latest that I know. And I love to teach, and I love to talk with people and to talk with you one-on-one. I teach small groups at my West LA office of about 60 people that come weekly. And then on a radio show on CRN Network, I'm on there with about 24 million subscribers that they have on CRN. And I am so honored to be here on the Gary Nall Network with you, Bobby, because I believe Gary's been doing such beautiful work out there. And he's one of the most trusted people that I know of that does the research like myself and really is committed, like you, Bobby, to transforming every person that finds him, finds you, finds us. So I'm really glad that we're talking about these today.
Great, beautiful. Okay, so today, and you're going to be doing most of the talking today because you are, again, a co-host here quite often with us, and you know what we're doing here. So take your time and talk. If you could, please start by giving some of our listeners that don't know a whole lot about Ebola a little background on what is Ebola, and then also tell us the truth about it. If you could go ahead with that, please.
Oh, okay, awesome. Well, Ebola is a virus. It's a it was known before as Ebola hemorrhagic fever, and it's a rare and deadly disease caused by an infection of one of the Ebola virus strains. And Ebola can cause disease in humans and non-human primates like monkeys, gorillas, and chimpanzees. So we've known about Ebola since it was first discovered in the 70s near the Ebola River in what's now the Congo, or the Republic of Congo. And it appears sporadically. It's appeared sporadically since the 70s throughout Africa. Ebola is caused by an infection with a virus of a particular one of five that have been identified, Ebola virus species, four of which are known to cause diseases in humans. And this is the natural reservoir host, meaning viruses live in a host and then are transmitted. We still don't know what the host of Ebola is that's holding the reservoir, but many believe, many are researching and believe that the animal that might be holding the reservoir is bats out of those, and that's what is coming across and infecting humans. And right now, currently, we are experiencing the largest epidemic in history. And it's epidemic meaning it's affecting multiple countries. And there's a small number of cases in Nigeria. There's a few in Senegal. There's been a few cases that have been reported in Liberia. And right now, there's been a few cases as of that I know of that have been reported in healthcare workers in the United States. And there's been, which is quite frightening for a lot of people because it's getting so much attention on the news right now, that there were passengers that were on airlines and that there might be processes that are happening where it's spreading in this country. And it's really important for us to get and understand because it can shut down major things very quickly if we become afraid as a society of Ebola. And what can wind up happening altogether is shutting down a lot of the best ways that we maintain societal wellness. And so it's really important when we're looking at the news and understanding what they're sharing to really not go into a fearful mode within ourselves, but to really an alert awareness in ourselves, and then to start looking at what's possible for us as ways that we can start doing and dealing with what's showing up here in this country. So right now, there's not a whole lot here to be afraid of as Ebola is making its way and has made its way, what they think, into the this country. What's really, really important is we've got health and standards in place already, and just to be in the state of alert awareness. And I want to bring in a little bit of a story of the Black Plague. I learned in history back in the days of the Black Plague and the devastating epidemics that happened there, that there were people that survived and things like the Black Plague, the influenza epidemic, and even in these areas where Ebola virus is showing up, there are about 10% of people that survive, and the survivals of these have a natural constitution and a solid immunity. And if we as a country, if we in small groups, if those listening start developing and enhancing our natural constitution to our physical self and build solid immunity, then we're going to really benefit anyone that comes across with Ebola or any virus or illness. And so I want to speak to that a
please
little
continue.
Bit, if that's okay.
Go. Yeah, please go continue. You're doing well.
Okay, awesome. So our natural immunity can be, bolstered or lifted up in so many ways. Even though it's in the news and it's a large number of images are coming through, there are groups that are dealing beautifully with Ebola right now. One of them was a factory that made rubber and has all of these great suits that they put on and quarantine people and isolate people that might have been exposed to it. The first thing to get is to really go to and participate in and connect with the communities that you know that are really, really healthy. So I think of farmers markets where they're growing their own food. People there are really, really health conscious versus going to a typical grocery store or a typical restaurant where, like, the bats that are holding, possibly holding the Ebola virus, there are a reservoir of people that are not as healthy carrying a bunch of viruses within their body, carrying a bunch of uncomfortable illnesses for themselves. So getting into small groups and being with the healthiest group of people that you can be around is one of those sort of like going to health food store. If there is a concern about Ebola being in Texas or where, you know, the flight took off from, don't go to the common places that unhealthy people are going to be, the fast food restaurants. Go to the healthy places like Whole Foods Market. Go to do your shopping. Go to those places that you know healthy people are in. And then start building up the your natural immunity and bring in the number one thing that fights off infection in anyone and everyone is a good source of water hydration. We're anywhere from 70 to 90% water. And if we've got a lot of water in our system, a healthy, refreshing, readily replaced, and that's what they found with in the Great Plague in Europe in 1413, a small band of thieves were captured by the French army at the time. Those small band of thieves were robbing the dead during the Great Plague, and the king at the time wanted to protect his family and protect himself, and so he wanted to find out what the thieves were doing to avoid this Great Plague. And what they found was there was a combination of specific plant oils that they rubbed all over their body, and they carried with them great sources of healthy water. And that great source of healthy water and liquid, staying liquid, and then their oils, the oils that they rubbed all over their body while they were robbing the sickest people were things like clove, rosemary, cinnamon. They were rubbing it on their hands, their ears, their temples. And there's quite a few essential oils that we can rub our first line of defense against any virus, against anything, is protecting our nasal, our mouth, and our skin passages. If you've got oils on your hand that act as antiviral, antifungal, antibacterial, you are essentially protecting yourself from all sorts of illness. And as these oils heat up on your body and they're becoming vaporized, they are protecting your nasal passages, your oral passages from getting contaminants from outside. And I'm so blessed that one of the things that I get to do is lead groups to Egypt and Italy every year. And this past year when we went to Egypt, we saw in hieroglyphics on the walls these ancient formulas for aromatic oils and treatments of hundreds and hundreds of physical conditions listed in hieroglyphics on the wall. And so having the things that have been around for thousands of years that are on the wall that we now, allopathic medicine in this country is only about 250 years old at best. there is medicine from Egypt, medicine from China, traditional Chinese medicine, but over 5,000 years old, there is evidence of people living for healthy and well in Egypt, in China, in these countries. And what they value most in those places are oils and food and medicinal plants, more so than just a pill. And so I want to kind of give everyone a list of things to have around that will help them in boosting their immunity, their natural reserves, and things to have around in case there is a viral outbreak of any sort in the neighborhood or a threat of that. So first things, stay hydrated. Have plenty of really good, healthy water around you. Then have, especially this season, have a lot of garlic, onions, ginger, zinc. There's a thing called limonium root, which is really a great antiviral. It's an antimicrobial, and it's grown in the southwest America, or the southern regions. I want to spell that out so anyone listening can look that up. It's L-O-M-A-T-I-U-M root. That's something to have on hand. And if there is a thought of, wow, I hung out with someone that had a fever or wasn't feeling well, just to bring that into your digestive tract. Some of the things like St. John's wort is an antiviral. It's a really beautiful for boosting also naturally the reserves that we have to excite ourselves. Nascent iodine is a great thing to have. Sangria de Drago and cat's claw or una de gato is another great one to have. For everyone, I think having probiotics, and probiotics are really this beautiful, we have about 100 trillion cells, and that 100 trillion cells has 100 things, 100 times more living on us. If we get the things, the organisms living on us to be protective and healthy and work for us, then the organisms that the unhealthy viruses and bacteria are not able to get in our system if we've got the pro-healthy organisms living on us. And then a couple other things that I really want to mention that we should all have in our medicine cabinet is olive leaf extract and oregano oil. And when you're going out and when you're traveling on airplanes, to really hydrate yourself well, have for a few days beforehand the things that boost your immune system. And then also to have, when you're traveling, coat your hands in oregano oil. Coat your hands in the olive leaf extract, the cinnamon oil extract, the clove extract, rosemary. And if anyone wants my little list, I am so happy to send that to them in an email. They would just have to email me at hellodrsarah@gmail.com or sign up for my newsletter, and I send out stuff like this from time to time. My website's drsarahlarson.com. So hello, Dr. Sarah is the email, H-E-L-L-O, Dr. D-R, Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, @gmail.com. And I'm happy to send out a list of essential oils and things that I keep in my medicine cabinet, the ways that I will sometimes diffuse them around, use a diffuser when there's been times that someone that might be infected with a virus or with a bacteria, things that have been around for hundreds of years that allow people, allow you to be in circumstances around people that aren't healthy and yet keep your immune system well. The last thing that I want to mention about this is 70% of your immune system is in your gut. And if you are taking care of your digestion, 70% of your constitution, the way that you, it's like the gold standard for taking care of yourself is through your gut. And you, and nothing that can be out there. 10% of people that are exposed to Ebola have the stuff on them survive, and they survive mostly in my belief system and in my understanding from multiple years of medical training and of teaching people, teaching you how to heal and protect yourself. That comes from having your gut working with you and the organisms that you ingest and live on you, working for you.
Dr. Sarah, this is great information.
Yes.
Let me take a quick minute to let our listeners know that this show is Let's Create a Better World and Healthy Aging. I am Bobby Elias. Our guest is Dr. Sarah Larson. She's been a co-host on this show. Today she's a guest pretty much and a co-host. And she is a medical intuitive, a holistic doctor. She's a medical doctor. And she is a spiritual counselor. She's a third-generation palm reader. And I didn't say all that at the beginning, but here it is. So, Dr. Sarah, continue where you were off, please.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so grateful to be here, and I'm really grateful to be speaking about these things that are so passionate to my heart. And I just want to state what I practice is helping you educate yourself on the best possible outcomes for your body. Every single one of us is so different and so unique. And allopathic medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, Hippocrates, all of them truly, truly speak to the energy of you being able to heal yourself. When we talk about placebos, any medication, any pill, anything that we've taken outside of ourselves is pretty much as effective as placebos are. And placebos really show how your mind, how your belief system can treat and cure anything for you. There's also the nocebo effect. Something that's known to have an effect on others will not have an effect on you if you don't have a connected belief system that allows for that to work on you. And so we're going to talk, and a lot of the times, a lot of my talks, a lot of the information is a lot of information. The thing that I want you to remember is your mind is stronger. Your belief system is stronger than any pill, is stronger than anything else out there. And your ability to really, truly heal comes not from a pill, comes not from a doctor. And these chronic conditions such as depression comes from your connection to yourself and comes from your understanding of belief systems. And so I'm segueing into depression at this point because I really, it is According to the World Health Organization, 15% of the world's population is suffering from depression right now. And one of the things that are, that's 1 billion people are suffering from depression worldwide. And we've got 40 million Americans in 2009 that were diagnosed with depression. And it's one of those things that if Ebola or any illness comes around and we're in a depressed state, and depression isn't just, and let me define depression just a little bit. So major depression is a mood state that goes well beyond a temporary feeling of sad or blue. It's a serious medical condition that affects one's thoughts, feelings, behaviors, mood, and physical health. For some, depression is a lifelong condition in which periods of wellness alternate with recurrence of illness. And so there are 40 million Americans in 2009 that were diagnosed. There were, just to give you kind of a comparison, there were only 17 million coronary heart disease diagnoses in that year. There were only 12 million cancer diagnoses, 1 million HIV and AIDS, and yet there were 40 million Americans in 2009 with depression. 80% are not being treated. Those that were diagnosed, 41% of people that came in were embarrassed to get help. And suicide rates in the last 45 years have increased by 60%. Three times as many females attempt suicides as males do, but males are they're more likely to be successful or to complete a suicide. So for males, suicides occur to every 1 female suicide. And so these are large, large numbers. 1 million people worldwide die every year by suicide. And as someone who has had depression, I had minor depression most of my life. Right now I'm really passionate about getting you, if you're thinking there might be minor or major depression happening, because there's 3,000 deaths a day. That's 1 in every 40 seconds there's a death. And I'm so blessed that I get to have, you know, I have children. I have a 9-year-old and I have a 7-year-old. And this is the group that is rising in number with depression is preschoolers. Over 1 million preschoolers have been diagnosed with clinically depressed. These are the 10 to 14-year-old depression rate has doubled, leading cause of death for 15. The third leading cause of death is suicide for children 15 to 24 years old. And so this is something that it's so important for us not to ignore or not to really go out, because men, women, and veterans of this country and any country, there are major, major things happening where depression is coming in and really affecting. And according to the Journal of American Medical Association, little or no benefit is seen for mild or moderate depression. from pills, from medication. And so the Prozac, the Paxils, the Zoloft, most people, little or no benefit for mild depression or moderate depression. And a third of the people have no effect in major depression as well. And those are such huge numbers that are showing up. And so one of the things that that comes up and comes out as how do we deal with this? And Bobby, I'd love for you to chime in and what your experience has been around depression and the clients that you work with and the people that you work with.
A lot of depression, yes. And, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, Dr. Sarah, and I'm glad you can take most of the show today because this is such an important topic and you're right on top of it. You know, Dr. Sarah, you mentioned children and different age groups, and I think you said 10 to 14. The studies that I've heard and seen and the people that I've met that have depression, the children, many of them are not only on bad medication, but they're also on junk food, Fritos and Twinkies and sodas and cookies and all that. Could you get a little more deeper into, and also one more thing, Dr. Sarah, besides the children, around the world, I see the reason a lot of people are depressed is because they're poor. People don't, in this country, don't realize that huge amounts of people all over the world are in total poverty. They have no place to sleep.
Right.
Eat,
they're living
drink.
In less than a dollar a day.
Right. And that's why they're depressed. Go ahead.
Worldwide, there are so many people that are depressed, and beliefs, thoughts, emotions affect brain chemistry, neurotransmitters, to be really, really specific. If a person experiences stress or trauma early in life, and really, if you're in a third world country, or even in this country, with a lot of violence on television, the family structure, the community structure not being supported, and things like bullying. If a person experiences stress or traumas early in life, brain chemistry is affected and can cause depression, anxiety, panic disorders. And there is no medicine that winds up being effective for those people, and yet that's what we've created. 86% of people have side effects, of one or more side effects from antidepressants, and those side effects food now, the ones that come out of boxes, the genetically modified foods, are really having an effect on the physical body, as food depresses our natural abilities in our brain. A lot of food is mostly composed of sugar, and sugar carbs. So diabetes, initially dementia and Alzheimer's, was considered the first way that we labeled that was diabetes type 3, because it was our body would make bundles of our brain tissue into strings rather than being cohesive, conductive systems for our brain intelligence to move. So let me say that another way. Basically, sugar and carbs and a lot of the food that comes out of boxes or packages turns our brain into mush. And the way that I say that is worldwide, through the food that's been created by companies and put into boxes, we are committing suicide. So that word is chewing aside, like suicide with chew in front of it. We're committing suicide. And it's the foods that we're eating are becoming and connected with addicting parts that make up the food. A lot of even the health food that you find at Whole Foods or in some of the health food markets have small amounts of chemicals that have been added to make our bodies addicted to that food. And if we don't have that food, we go into a little bit of a panic attack or a little bit of anxiety. And so it becomes problematic when we're trying to get our children or ourselves off that the food with trace amounts of addictive components in them. Much like nicotine was added to cigarettes, the food industry, because it wants you to buy its food, has added small amounts of particularly addicting things. And there's about 75,000 chemicals that we've come up with since the 1950s that have been added to processed foods that can fall under things like natural flavors. The word natural flavoring, if it's not written out, it can be one of those 75,000 components. And it's so important to understand depression is basically a side effect that we're having to the way that society has now come up with feeding ourselves with suppressing emotions, with a culture that's very sedentary versus motile, and a society that's really driven by either the past or the future and not living in the current moment. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, just let you know we have about 8 or 9 minutes because I do want to have time for you to give your contact information and maybe some last-minute thoughts. But go ahead and continue where you're off, as long as you know the time.
Well, I'm so passionate about this, and so if I can help anyone out there that's listening, yeah. I would love for them to contact me. And my email is just hellodrsarah@gmail.com. I've got a website called drsarahlarson.com, and what I'm really passionate about is helping you be able to connect in with what you're here to do with your purpose and using your mind, body, and spirit to fulfill that purpose and really getting the truth to you about what's possible for you, whether it's the truth about Ebola, like we've been talking today, the truth about depression. The number one thing about depression, if there's a minor level, is to begin just finding someone, anyone that you can talk to about it. And then the other part of that is physical movement. The smallest depressed cells are depressed. There's no movement. They're pushed down. They're not moving. If you move your body in any amount, and I know for myself, I have little signals that come up, little triggers that I'm now familiar with that, wow, a little minor episode is coming of depression, is kind of that little trigger. And I get physically moving, and I have a list of things that I came up for myself so that I didn't go down what I call the downward spiral case into the depression. I caught and understood it. Now, many, many years into this, when I see one of my little triggers come up, I get physical and a little bit of, and physical, I start moving around. of particular music that I play, I meditate on a regular basis. And meditation has been found to be more effective than the antidepressants in many, many studies now. And it's been mentioned in multiple journals, well-established journals. And so get physical, get present or meditate in the current moment. Also, look for support groups or people that you can start talking with, because the second it gives you give it a voice, some of the things that you're feeling, it no longer is suppressed or depressed or held in your body.
Dr. Sarah, I wanted to interject something and then you can continue. You mentioned something really powerful about how our belief system and our thoughts are so important. I want our listeners to know, and I know you talk about it a lot, you've already mentioned some of it, that it's so important to get up, do meditation, and breathe deep so that the air can go into your brain, the oxygen. And not only that, but it also calms you down, it relaxes you, it's something to do before you go to sleep. And also, when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is just thank the highest power that I am alive, that I'm well, that I'm that I have a bed, I have a refrigerator, a stove, a bathroom. Many people in many countries don't have them. I have a car, I've got kids, I can get around and do things. The amount of money we have isn't important, just having the essentials, because so many people in so many countries have nothing, no place to sleep, no place to eat, no place, no free, forget about refrigerator, bathroom, or kitchen. That's not even close.
Yeah.
So I want your thoughts on that, and then we've got about 4 or 5 minutes to finish up before we move on. Go ahead.
So as someone that came to this great country, the U.S., from a third world country, I'm so grateful to have access to all the things that I have. So grateful my parents were passionate about education. I know that education is part of it, being here is part of, in the U.S., because so much is available to us. Most, two-thirds of the world, most women don't have a choice in how they're going to dress. Most women don't have a choice of whether they're going to be educated or whether they will have access to clean running water and to nutrients. The reason that Ebola spread so quickly in, as an epidemic is there's not as many resources. There are everyday resources that we take for granted. Running water in our home, electricity with very little brownouts or blackouts. Most of the world doesn't have the energy, electricity, to be able to warm up water and purify it, like or the ability to cook foods. Most, it's not easy to get around and move from one region to another region. Today, in this country, we live like kings lived 100 years ago. Most of the rest of the world is where we were in the 40s, in the 50s, and some even further back with transportation systems, with the having nutrition. And so one of the things that I do on a regular basis for myself is give such gratitude for being here and reaching out to nonprofit groups. One of the ones that I've worked with for a few years is called Nourish America, because even in this country, USA, we've got so many that are undernourished. They're not given the vitamins and the nutrients. They're given sort of the starchy or the carb-rich foods which don't have the nutrition in them. And that's one of the things that Nourish America does, is make sure that senior citizens, pregnant women, children, school-age children get healthy vitamins to go along with their lunch and their meals that are provided wherever they are. But not only, so most of the third world doesn't have the fresh running water that we have here, electricity. And so I want to speak to, we could just talk about all the ways that we're blessed here. When I learned and lived in India, and I worked with non-government organizations in India, with in Trinidad, Tobago, and Costa Rica, and different countries. That was part of my training and part of the work that I love to do. I delivered babies in the field. What I loved and what I learned was really how they utilize everything. The plastic bottle that I was drinking water out of that I took for granted, or the Cosmopolitan magazine that I put into a bin there when I was done with. Later on, I saw in the homes the plastic bottle had been trimmed and turned into a plastic cup. The beautiful glossy pictures in the Cosmo magazine were wallpaper or posters, vision boards, or just to help hold up the mud wall in some of these regions that I went to. And my recent trip to Egypt, it was very, it's a beautiful country. It's amazing to see. One of the trips, stops along the Nile, we went to the home of one of the people on our private yacht with us. We walked into his two-room home that had about 14 people living there. They had chickens on the roof, a chicken coop for eggs and chicken meat. They had a tiny little garden and two rooms and an open courtyard that was where he was. And I sat and I cried because I knew that's what where I lived. It felt, the older woman there looked just like my grandmother. And again, just feeling that blast. And I would love for us as a society to help the whole world. The first Yes. part of us helping is really helping ourselves maximize, utilize what we already have been given. And to bring our full awareness into who and how amazing and what's really possible for us, each individual person, just to get, you know, what you're able to do in a day based on where you are right now is pretty amazing.
Absolutely. All right, one more time, your contact information and what you can offer it's, people.
My website is drsarahlarsen.com, D-R-S-A-R-A-H, Larsen, L-A-R-S-E-N.com. And my email is hellodrsarah@gmail.com. And anyone that reaches out, and you can put in the subject just the Gary Null Network, and we'll make sure, I'll make sure that you get the information or your questions answered. I'm so happy to do that.
Right. They can say Gary Null Network, or they can say Progressive Radio Network. And
Progressive Radio Network, correct.
They can even say they heard you on this show, because you're a very important part of this show, as you have been, Dr. Sarah. Let me say a couple things, Dr. Sarah, and then we just have to sign off. But I want to let our listeners know that this has been Dr. Sarah Larsen. They're speaking to. She's been a talk show host from time to time. She got back from traveling, and we're busy with other things. And she's also a guest in the show, but she's really good at just about everything. That's why I'm on this show. That's why Gary Null gave me this show, because I like to think that I'm an all-around body, mind, spirit person. And so are you, Dr. Sarah. But you are a medical intuitive, holistic medical doctor,
You're a spiritual counselor. You're a third-generation palm reader, and you do so much work, and your meetings are great. You're getting, and I'm just happy to promote you and help you get bigger and better in this world because you're so full of love and spiritualness. And I want to let our listeners know one more thing before you sign off, and that is you'll be back on again 5 weeks from now, Dr. Sarah, November the 22nd. The show will be on Saturday. We're going to tape it Thursday the 20th. It will be on at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Dr. Sarah will be talking about what to do before the holidays, how to eat, how to think, what just the whole thing. You can mention that briefly right now, but that show is going to be on. And then again, Dr. Sarah, because you're so good at poverty, you mentioned a lot about poor people and what's going on in the world. Gary Mel will be coming to Los Angeles, here where I live, sometime in the next month or two. I'm getting the date and the information from the main office. And he's going to be showing his film, Poverty, Inc. And I want you to be there and go there if you can. Bring your family. It's going to be a wonderful day at one of the movie theaters. But poverty is another issue that you and I would love to have to talk about in the future. So you can just give me a half a minute final thought, and then I've got to sign off. Go ahead.
Well, thank you so much, Bobby Elias. You're doing such amazing work yourself, and I'm so excited to see Gary when he comes out here and to really promote the work that he's doing and that you're doing. So, and thank you so much for having me on the show, and I look forward to us doing this again.
We will very soon. Thank you so much for being who you are and all the... This is a great, a lot of information on Ebola, depression, and thank you so much, and we'll be talking to you again soon.
Thank you.
All right, what a wonderful show this was. She comes on, and it's one of the best shows we have. Dr. Sarah is one of the best speakers, and I'm just blessed that we have her here with us. So I want to sign off by thanking a number of people that have been part of this show. I want to thank our engineer, Jay. I want to thank the Progressive Radio Network program director, that's Jason. I want to also thank Casey, who does a number of things, the promos, and he's part of the whole game there. And I want to also thank Jimmy D, our producer here in Los Angeles. I want to thank Stuart Hassel, associate producer that's doing a lot of work for us. I also want to thank Dr. Sarah for being here today. I want to thank you for being here. Next week, we're going to talk about Arctic Chaga, a new wonder plant, a mushroom that is sweeping the country. It's brand new. It can help you with so many things to prevent cancer and anti-aging, your skin, your cells, etc. Thank you. Have a good day.
When the world must come together as one, there are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand.